Rather it be in pictures, videos, album covers, lyrics, or personal comments, these celebrities always tell on themselves. Oftentimes, some don't recognize what they are saying or what they really mean because their eyes can be closed if they're blinded by the god of this world. But make no mistake, they are required to pay homage to who they serve, regardless of what religion or spiritual practice Satan desires praise. Even illegally by those who quote lyrics or put on the enemy's devices unknowingly to what it might mean. Open your eyes and see. As I talked about in the past video, the transferring of spirits, just simple agreement can cause a transfer of a spirit. These celebrities serve from voodoo, Santeria, Ifa, Freemason, Eastern Stars, and certain philosophies, and so on. It's clear who they serve. I'm making this video because music was one of the hardest things for me to let go when I became a believer, and it's still a struggle to this day. There is an evil anointing that draws us in to certain songs, and the song can be so hard and so addicting that it plays in your mind on repeat, just filling you with the desires of the world or the desires of the spirits that these people serve. I'm sure I'm not the only one who may have had a struggle with this, but what do our favorite artists really represent and mean when they say and do specific things? As far as rappers go, Kodak Black was by far one of my favorites. If anyone would ask me who's my favorite rapper, I was easily going to say Kodak or Drake. When I was in the world, he just spoke things to the life I was living or associated with. His lyrics and the way he spoke his pain in his music is what made me a fan of him. It wasn't until having my eyes open that I saw a deeper meaning behind the things he was saying. And even further after that, saw the bigger picture that he wasn't always operating on his own accord, as he has made clear even himself in his lyrics. When I was in the world and I was a fan of this music, certain things stuck out to me, but the life I was living, the drinks and the drugs caused me to fade into the vibe and overlook something that was impressing on me that this wasn't right. Nevertheless, today we're going to talk about the clear satanic worship from Kodak. So he has a song called Haitian Sacrifice and called Voodoo, but at the time that wasn't even enough to deter me. Songs like Calling My Spirit, Testimony, and Usain Boo would play in my head far after, you know, understanding the meaning of them. So in the song Testimony, Kodak raps about being God sent. He even had a video in a semi-church setting, making it to the unlearned to think that the song was a revelation and an explanation of the struggle that many people experience in their life. But sadly, it's not. When he speaks about this God in the song and talks about being like a prophet for him, you have to question what God? Because based off his lyrics, not only in that song, but in other songs, it's clear he can't be talking about the Most High God. But more particularly, the lesser gods or demons that he served or is bound to. Particularly one lyric I want to bring up specifically. In the song he sings, I'm on Instagram showing off my VVs. Now, before I knew what he was talking about, I was sure that he was talking about like VVSs, like the diamonds in his teeth. But take a look at what VVs are and the meaning behind them and how these things were even on his own album cover. You know, those double entendres where something means more than one thing causes many people to overlook the lyrics that these people are actually speaking. Check it out. Okay, so a Vivi is a religious symbol commonly used in different branches of Voodoo throughout the African diaspora, such as Haitian Voodoo and Louisiana Voodoo. The Vivi acts as a beacon for the Iowa and will serve as the Iowa's representation during rituals. So if you see on Kodak's album cover, he has this Vivi at the top, the white little symbolic thing that you see. And from the research I did, it's not a specific deity, but looks like a combination of multiple different ones on his album cover was made to represent who it is that he is in agreement with, who it is that he actually is, the persona behind his whole aura, who he is as a person, what he represents as a rapper or just as a person in general, as far as his music goes, mainly is what I'm talking about, since I can't say for sure because I don't know this man. But these VVs are demonic symbols. So then when we're singing these songs, talking about VVs, thinking he's talking about, diamonds in his teeth, no, we're actually giving homage to these demons. And some of the deities were listed on the screen, and these deities, they're associated with many different things. A lot of them associated with death, a lot of them associated with, just reckless stuff. And most of the stuff that he raps about, as far as killing people and people dying, and then some of his album covers have like a casket full of flowers and just all these type of things like that, is really showing the spirit that this person is operating in. So it's hard to decipher everything he's showing us and saying, no, that doesn't mean that. And no, he's not operating in a demonic spirit when he's making it clear that he is. And I'm not saying that these people can't be saved because they can. God is a redeemer, he can redeem anyone. And as I've made, known in past videos, we don't truly know these people's heart. But we do know what they're showing the world, what they're saying to the world, singing to the world. And hopefully, throughout your own walk with Christ, you'll realize the power behind words and the power behind agreement. And when the Bible tells us we can't serve two masters, there's not really an in-between. You can't serve these Haitian deities and things of that nature one day, and then the next day say you're a server of Jesus Christ. It just doesn't make sense unless you really gave your soul over to Jesus Christ. But if that was the case, you would have to put down all this other stuff because it doesn't go together. Future and 21 Savage. When it comes to these two artists, they are pretty well known. Both of them have multiple tracks with Drake, the rapper or singer, who is also very well known. And they both have multiple tracks with a lot of different artists in this day and age. And here in Georgia, Future and 21 Savage are like the biggest thing ever to certain people who are into this type of music and like this type of music. Maybe because they're Atlanta-based or from Georgia or whatever the case is, but people really like them. But the thing about these two, 21 Savage is a confessed practicer of Ifa. And Future, although he can be caught saying in different songs, money, his religion, and also stating about a God, obviously not the Most High God, can't be, but he also has been spotted on different occasions with the beads called Elkies, Elikies, however you pronounce it, but these are closely associated with many occult practices, but particularly Ifa, which we're going to talk about. So the Bible tells us in Deuteronomy 18:10, there shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that uses divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch. So, Ifa is described as a divination system, a Yoruba religion that represents the teaching of the Orisha Oromila. Its ocular literary body is made up of 256 volumes that are divided into two categories. So you can see the information on the screen if you want to continue reading about it. And if you actually go do research, it's all these different principles, different deities, basically, and all these numbers and things that make up this system. But it's a system of divination, which means contacting, spirits, observing spirits and all these things that the Bible tells us not to do. Long story short, it's witchcraft. Long story short, it's demonic. And often, these beads and type things are associated with Ifa. There's many other things to point out, which I'm not going to get too deep into. Many other things to look for aside from that. But when it comes to the bead thing, which I feel is more noticeable and more prominently known, these beads in particular all have different meanings to them. Similar to we see the waist beads, and similar to we see people wearing these beads as necklaces and don't actually know the representation behind them. They're called alikis. And according to this person that calls themselves a priest in the Haitian version of Ifa or voodoo or whatever, it says they're called alikis. We give them to people after they are crowned. I noticed Summer Walker and SZA both publicly initiated, so it seems like the religion is trending. By the way, those colors look like he is a child of Alegu, which is like the African Hermes. So when we see people with these beads on, well, 21 Savage confessed that he's into this religion. We haven't gotten to Summer Walker or SZA yet, but they're coming. And as far as I've researched, Summer Walker has publicly shown that she's into these type of occult practices. But when it comes to 21 and Future, we see Future wearing the beads. 21 confessed that he's in this. So everything that they have something to do with, every song they're on, every person that they're making music with, these songs are defiled. The Bible just told us in Deuteronomy that don't associate with these people. Don't have them around you. So when we're singing their songs and we're screaming their name out or going to concerts or whatever the case is, this is what you're in agreement with. And when the Bible tells us, you know, there's a few different Bible verses that talk about like the covenant through sex. And when it says, so even if a man sleeps with a harlot, the two become one flesh. And then there's another particular verse in Matthew that talk about the two becoming one. And then it goes on to say, you know, that's a scripture that says what God has put together, let no man put asunder. But these people, Future has many women, as he's made known. 21 Savage, supposedly he has an actual wife, and then he has girlfriends, the rapper Lotto, and things of that nature. But the thing is, once you commit that act of sex, now you two are made one. Therefore, not only the people who get on songs with this person, but these women that they're having sex with, these other artists that people listen to, their songs are defiled too, because you're in agreement with this person. Unless you go back and break that soul tie, unless you go back and renounce the agreement, which if you're currently with them or you don't know, then you're in agreement too. Therefore, your music is defiled because you're operating in that same spirit in a sense, because you're one with that person. And of course, not legally under Christ because they're not married, but in the spiritual sense, based off the spiritual law, you're made one flesh. When it says, even if a man joins himself with a harlot, meaning it could be a prostitute, as soon as you go into them, you're made one. So what are we putting into our portals? What are we listening to? Now, when it comes to Summer Walker, this one hurt my heart more than all the rest. When I was in the world, I always liked her music. When you're a broken woman and there's a broken woman getting highly recognized for their music, it pulls people in. But the part that really made me hurt concerning her is the fact that you can hear the pain in her music. Many songs, she's basically crying out for love, desiring for someone to love her correctly. As a woman, I feel many women can relate to that. Also, she was very talented. She is very talented. The way she writes music, performs, plays instruments. Nevertheless, from many experiences, we as women who have that type of brokenness and void, there's only one thing that can really fill them, and that's the love of Christ. You can go through many men searching and looking for them to fill the hidden holes inside of you, but only Christ can give you that water that you'll never thirst again, like he did for the woman at the well. But for those that are blinded and just looking for something to help them feel better or help avenge their losses, or that they feel like will help avenge their losses, they turn to things like the occult. I want to make known before explaining the type of satanic worship she appears to be into, I'm not glorifying her music, because it still is, as far as like the past things that I've heard, which is still fornication music, heartbreak music, lustful music, and it's not of God. You know, if we are following God and desiring the things of God, we shouldn't be operating in the spirits of the type of music she makes and many other artists make. I'm just saying that this one hurt my heart, because like when I used to listen to her, you could just hear like she was really hurt. And that's that hurt for real. That's that real hurt. Nevertheless, you know, these people are led by evil spirits and they're agreeing with them. And when we put this in our portals, it doesn't benefit us at all. And when the Bible talks about how death and life from the power of the tongue, and you can have whatever it is that you speak, every single one of these artists, as I said, Kodak was my favorite, 21 Savage and Future, there's some of their songs I really liked, let me say past tense, and even Summer Walker, they've all had songs that I consider my favorite at one point in time, and I will repeatedly sing these songs all day on repeat. And when the Bible tells us death and life from the power of the tongue, and we're singing and agreeing with heartbreak, singing and agreeing with lust, singing and agreeing with what these people who serve other gods are saying, it's hindering and harming the person that's singing the words. And these people may look like they're winning because they have it all, it seems like, but things aren't always as they seem, and there's still a judgment to come. So it appears that the deity that Summer Walker is, you know, worshiping is Oshan, as we see her in front of this shrine with the yellow and this image in the background. It appears to be this Yoruba deity whose name is Oshan. It says Oshan is a Orisha, or deity of the Yoruba people of southwestern Nigeria. Oshan is commonly called the River Orisha because this is a water spirit or marine kingdom spirit, and this is one that Beyonce often pays homage to. We've talked about this in past videos, in the Marine Kingdom video that I have. Nevertheless, it's a river Orisha, or a goddess in the Yoruba religion, and is typically associated with water, purity, fertility, love, and sensuality. She's considered one of the most powerful of all Orishas. She possesses human attributes such as vanity, jealousy, and spite. In most Yoruba stories, Oshan is generally depicted as the protector, savior, and nurturer of humanity. Oshan has also been described as the maintainer of spiritual balance, or mother of sweet things. Regardless of all this information about this deity, ultimately this deity is a water spirit. And by serving and paying homage and worshiping this deity, this spirit, it's coming into agreement with other gods. So then when we find ourselves repeating and singing the songs that these people make when they serve these spirits, that's bringing us into agreement with serving other gods. The enemy is very deceptive. He's a master of deception. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what the Bible tells us. The Bible even tells us, and you know, in the last days, we're going to be given away to a reprobate mind. Some people are going to be given away to a reprobate mind, meaning you choose not to believe. You choose not to take heed to the things of the Lord. So God just gives them away to a reprobate mind, meaning you think this way so much, you choose to believe in the things that are not of him. So their mind is just repeatedly in that nature. And we don't want to get caught in that place, which is the purpose of making these type of videos. I, once again, don't want it to seem like I'm hating on these people or anything of that nature. And a lot of people may say, well, you're judging them. And, you know, a lot of people may say a lot of things, which I don't really care what they have to say about it, actually, to be honest. Only reason I'm bringing this up is because we as believers, those that are following Christ or those that are attempting to follow Christ or those that are even, they're looking for, a savior. They're looking for what to believe in. Some of you that come across this video, you may have found yourself in some of these things like this. You may have found yourself, trying to find knowledge or trying to search for what's real and what isn't. But I'm here to tell you this day that Jesus Christ is real. He still saves. He always has saved. He's a redeemer. And he already shed his blood for the atonement of our sins. He shed his blood for our iniquities, meaning our wrongs. He was sinless and blameless, yet he died for each and every one of us and shed his blood already and paid the debt. All we have to do is claim it. All we have to do is believe on what it is that he's already done. And it's not we're not serving a deity. We're not serving one of these images or anything. We're serving a true and living God when we're following Jesus Christ. So the purpose of these videos is really to bring light to people. Like, look what it is that you're listening to. Look what it is that you're putting into your portal. Maybe you guys found some information that you didn't know before. And you didn't know. A lot of times the enemy's so crafty, he's called a subtle. He's subtle. In the book of Genesis, when they said he was more subtle than all the beasts of the fields, meaning subtle, like cunning, deceptive. Some people don't know that they're coming into agreement with other gods just by singing these songs, just by following these people, just by making idols out of these people, coming into agreement with the enemy. And some people don't know, which is the purpose of these videos, just to bring light to it so people can have their eyes open for it. And I hope that it has opened someone's eyes. I'm not sure who may come across this video, but I told my testimony on my channel before, and there's a lot of things that were left out of it just for time reasons and stories that I didn't necessarily want to tell. But when I think about all the music I listened to back then and all the things I was into, I was actually participating in things that I didn't know what it was. I did not know some of the things I was doing were actual rituals, and not purposely. This Summer Walker in particular, she has, I don't know, I guess it's someone else's song. She's on a song with this person named Tootsie or whatever his name is, singer, rapper here in Georgia. And I forgot the name of the song, but I remember seeing the video, and I'll probably link a picture of it, where she was laying in this bed of money. And I don't really remember the song completely. I just know some of the lyrics were talking about like how she loved money and all these things like that. But the thing is, that whole thing there of laying in a bed of money is actually an on-call ritual. And I will say I had to be a teenager, maybe 17 years old, and I had this boyfriend. And I talked about him in past videos, but he was this Haitian guy that I was dating for a long period of time. And I've never told this story, so I'm kind of on here, so I'm kind of nervous. But I remember, they used to do all type of illegal things back then. And I remember they came in one night after they had did some illegal stuff, and they had all this money, like cash, and they were so happy about it. They were like, oh my goodness, blah 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 blah. They were throwing money in the air and stuff like that, and him and his friend. And then I remember, like, all this money was on the bed, and I was the one laying in the bed. And then he got into the bed, and I remember, I don't want to make it graphic, but I was in the world and doing things that people of the world do, so I'm sure you can understand what I mean by that. And in the midst of that, having all this type of money just sticking on my body, like, and stuff like that. But I didn't find out until way, way later, when I started coming into the things of the Lord, that that was actually a ritual. That's an actual demonic ritual that people perform when it comes to money, with sex involved and body fluids and all like stuff like that. That's a ritual. And we see videos where people are glorifying these acts because people don't know that it's wrong. People don't know that those are rituals. People don't know that this is wrong. They think, okay, this is just the aesthetics of the video. This is just for the eye factor of the video to make the video look cool. No, these are full-blown rituals that these people do in videos. And in the past video that I made, we seen Kodak when he threw all that money in the water. And people thinking he's just throwing the money in the water. No, that's also a ritual. And people don't know. People don't know. People don't know. And the thing is, when we talked about transitioning of spirits or transferring of spirits in the last video, people start imitating the things that they see. Back in the day, people used to go in the club and put the money on the floor just to say that they have money. And then when you see people on Instagram and stuff like that nowadays, you see people holding up money to their ear like it's a phone and just having all this money in the club like that. People go and imitate these things. And not everything is a ritual, but these things are demonic and they usually come from something. And a lot of people don't know. So, like I said, I just be making these videos to bring light to some things that might be hidden to some people. I hope that you guys are edified by this video. I hope that you did gain a little bit of knowledge, maybe found something out that you didn't know before. And I hope that for those of you who still listen to this kind of music, that this planted a seed in you. And maybe you'll think twice before singing certain lyrics or before listening to certain people. And once again, all these people still can be saved, they can be delivered, they can be set free. I'm just gonna do a quick prayer before I end this video. And just say, Father God in heaven, and I just pray to you right now, coming to you in the name of your Son Christ Jesus, glorifying you and praising you for who it is that you are, because I want to enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise and just glorify you for who it is that you are, Lord God. Lord, I ask you to forgive not only me, but anyone that comes across this video who is in need of forgiveness, Lord, for anything that we've done outside your laws, your wills, and commandments, Lord, even if we opened up our mind to things that aren't of you just by researching things of this nature. But Lord, your word talks about, those that proclaim themselves to be wise, they'll be made fools. So I just pray to you right now, Lord God, and help us, Lord Jesus, in our mind, because sometimes we think we know everything, especially when we're in the world. I know I did. I thought I knew it all. It wasn't until I came into you and you renewed my mind and changed me, Lord, that I was able to see things differently. I thank you, Lord God, for being a revealer of mysteries, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, that you're so faithful and just, and that your grace and your mercy endures forever, Lord God. We've done so many things, each and every one of us. None of us are perfect. Only you, Lord Jesus, walked here in the flesh and we're perfect. But you still died for our sins, Lord God. But I just pray to you, Lord Jesus, and ask you, Lord God, that you place us on the right path, Lord God, if we've been led astray, Lord God. Not only us that come across this video, but even the celebrities, Lord Jesus. Your arm's not short that you can't reach us, and your ear's not far that you can't hear us, Lord God. And I just pray, Lord God, that your will be done in each and every one of our lives. Above anything that I pray to you, Lord God, let your will be done in each and every one of our lives. But I know you to be a big God, and you're not partial. You say you're not a respecter of persons, and that you don't even look on the outward appearance like men do, but you look at the heart, Lord God. So I pray, Lord God, that you create in all of us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, even these celebrities, Lord Jesus. And you're so powerful and you're so mighty, Lord, that even these people that are big in the world, and they may be boldly serving demonic spirits and stating that they do so, that you can still touch their heart and change them. If you could take Pharaoh's heart and harden it to make it even more tougher than it was against you, and you still were able to deliver your people, there's no telling what you can do. There's no telling what you will do. There's no telling who you're going to save, who you're going to touch. I remember in the book of Daniel, Lord, Nebuchadnezzar was king, and Daniel was telling all these things that you have revealed unto him, unto Nebuchadnezzar, and you said you were going to do it so that they knew, Nebuchadnezzar knew that you were God. So you can take a king on a throne and show him who it is that you are. And I'm not asking you to show anyone who you are, Lord God. I'm just here to plant the seeds. But what I am saying, Lord, is that you can do all things. Anything, and you can save anybody. And in Jesus' name I do pray. Amen.